Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Maisie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you were here a couple of years ago. We were in the beginning of the pandemic when we first met. And so it's been 2 years and now you're a published author.
I can't believe it. What the heck?
Tell us what you've been up to other than publishing a book.
Yeah. What have I been up to? I think just like being very stressed like everybody else. I think when we last talked, I had just like gone on submission, right? Like, yeah. And so a couple months later in July, I sold my first two books to St. Martin's Press. And then a couple months after that, I was offered an opportunity to write three more. So I've just been like really busy writing my heart out. And, you know, just on March 1st, A Brush with Love hit shelves. And it's been like a whirlwind of, you know, I'm a little over like a week and a half now, and it's just been wild and bananas in the best way possible. And then I'm also finishing up dental school. So I'm graduating in May. That's the plan. But yeah, I mean, a lot has happened in the past 2 years and I just keep pinching myself.
All right. So how did you manage to write books while going to dental school?
I just didn't sleep. I think that's a big thing. Like I have really bad insomnia. So, I mean, like my mom is like, when you tell people that, it sounds like you're endorsing insomnia, and I'm not like not a fan, but it really is where I found a lot of time to do it. And then, you know, it's interesting because I get asked that question a lot, like, how did I balance both? And I think in like a lot of ways, to be like totally transparent, I probably lack a lot of balance in my life. I like, you know, I have ADHD, so I get like hyper fixated on stuff. And like, I really chase like those yummy, good feelings. And writing just consistently is like that yummy, just amazing, delicious, you know, sensation. And so I love writing and I prioritize it as much as possible. So I'm getting up, you know, 5 a.m. to write, or I write during my lunch breaks, or I go home and spend my evenings writing. And I'm also really, really lucky that my partner is like super supportive of my writing. So he lets me really dive deep into these fictional worlds, and he, you know, I resurface whenever. And like, so I am super lucky with that. So that's like kind of how I balance it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's like, I get asked that same questions, like, how do you manage to do it all? And it's like, you kind of have to, are there other parts of your life that may suffer, or they quote unquote suffer, but they don't, because they're not fulfilling. They're not giving you the good feeling joy, like, you know, that you're doing. And so it's a lot of like balancing act, and like, you know, things that other people prioritize, you don't prioritize, but things you prioritize are this thing, you know, these projects that give you so much joy. So
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's chat about Brush With Love. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Okay. So it's about two dental students who trade fillings for feelings as they navigate the messy complexities of being an adult without being really sure what that means. It's a rom-com, but it also like looks at more serious things. One of the main characters, Harper, has an anxiety disorder that she kind of has tried to like ignore or push away for a long time. And Dan, the hero, is dealing with like a lot of grief and familial pressure to kind of live up to like these expectations of him being a doctor and stuff like that. And so the two of them just like, they really like each other and they fall pretty hard, but they're, you know, they try to stay just friends because they can't, you know, handle any distractions from these paths that they're kind of set on. And overall the book is, it's a romance and, you know, they fall in love obviously, but I think another part of it is that, I was really trying to like portray self-love and the importance of loving yourself before you're able to open yourself up to being loved by others. And yeah, there's a ton of oral puns because we're in dental school. So, you know, like they were just ripe for the taking and I tried to go for it.
Yes, I have to tell you. So the dental jargon, it got me a little bit. I was like, okay, like I just need to push through it for a little bit. And then I was like, and then once I got it, I was like, oh, this is fascinating. All these different things are like things that you didn't think about. We're like, yeah. Oh, this kind of specialty and this kind of thing. And like, this is what happens to so-and-so. Yeah. But I have to tell you what spoke to me the most was the anxiety, like the representation of anxiety. Harper's journey from ignoring it and avoiding it to coming to terms was really touching. And it was like, it reminded me of my own journey with anxiety. Like, it's just like, it's not a linear process. It's not like a one thing. Like you go to one therapy.
Yeah. And then you're healed.
And you're fixed. You're like, yeah, you take one medication and you're fixed. It's like, it's a holistic approach where, yes, self-love is important. Yes. Like accepting, like, you know, that you have it. It's like, it's part of the process.
Yeah, 100%. And I think like, you know, we as a society, like there's still a lot of stigma around talking about mental illness. And I think that like, it's really important to have open conversations about that. So we can kind of like unpack that internalized ableism and recognize that like, some people are born with enough serotonin. Some people have to buy it from the store. And like, you know, it's important that we just recognize that all of these brains are beautiful. Sometimes they just have to approach life in different ways. Yeah. And, you know, I've talked about it before, but Harper's journey with anxiety, like the physical manifestations of it were very, very similar to like what I experienced with anxiety. So at some points it was like really painful or challenging to write or scary to like put that on the page, because like, I think I was scared it would be misunderstood or people wouldn't get it. But overall the process has been so cathartic to just be like, you know, this is how my nervous system reacts with the world and stuff. And so I'm very grateful that it resonated with you and everything.
Yeah. I think it's like, it's something I, you know, I had other diagnoses, other mental illness diagnoses and in the past, and somehow anxiety is the one that stuck around for the long term. And I remember celebrating getting anxiety as a diagnosis because it was like general anxiety disorder. It's like, yeah, it's like normal people anxiety, you know,
yes.
It's like normal people, like, you know, comparison to the other diagnosis. This was like, I celebrate. I was like, oh my gosh. And like, I'm in therapy. I'm back in therapy. And my therapist is like, you know, there must be a way. I was like, I'm medication. And I was like, you know, you can live without medication. I was like, no.
Not your chance, sis.
Not my chance. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with my medication. Not gonna change it, you know?
I know. I joke that like Prozac is the longest relationship I've ever had, but it's like, you know, I did it.
Yeah, I'm like on Geodone and like whatever. It's like so like it makes my brain like quiets my brain from the ruminating thoughts. Like
yes.
I'm not like and I ruminate. I still do, but not the level that I was doing it. You know, I was like, yeah, never, like it's not right now. It's not in the cards. I don't have an issue. It makes my life much better. And so for those who are struggling, it is okay. Just there's more than one solution. There's more than one coping mechanism. There's more than one, you know, tool out there.
Yeah. And they will change in your journey too. Like things that work now won't be the same in 5 years or something like that. And that's okay too. Cause like you said, you know, experiencing it or working on your mental health isn't linear whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it tricky, but it's also, you know, there's something beautiful about the journey because it requires you to, you know, continually check in with yourself and learn about yourself.
Yeah. It's getting in touch with your feelings and getting in touch with how you feel. It's like, how do you do things, you know?
Yeah.
And so I am very in touch with who I am as a person. I'm like, how to relate with others and all the fun stuff that comes with it. But you know, it is part of the journey. There's a solution. People out there are much better, you know, are in better shape because they took on different tools, different coping mechanisms, they tried different things and it worked for them. And so, and like mental illness, it's like, it changes, like, you know, what you thought it was going to be forever may not be forever. What you think it is forever, you know, what you think it's something a little bit, it might be forever, and it's not, you know, it's just a day at a time.
Yep, one day at a time. Exactly. Oh, yes. Perfect.
All right, so let's chat about your second book that's coming out in September. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so that one is called Lizzie Blake's Best Mistake, and it chronicles Lizzie, who's one of Harper's best friends, and she, you know, I kind of was able to sneak in, like, a little sneak peek of Lizzie and, like, who she is towards the end of the book, book one, but Lizzie has ADHD, and she is, like, she's, like, glitter personified. I feel like she's very chaotic and wonderful and happy. And her story has, like, a lot of bonkers things that go on. She, starts an underground erotic bakery. She, like, hooks up with this, Australian guy named Rake, which is, like, a shout out to my love of historical romance. And then, you know, the consequences of a two-night stand, she gets accidentally pregnant. And so their story is really an exploration of, like, these two people that are scared of, like, being, you know, vulnerable or intimate with somebody else. Learn to, like, have all their walls come crashing down and learn to love, again, big self-love proponent, learn to love themselves. And, like, just really, Lizzie really embraces her brain and its unique wiring, and, like, kind of revels in ways to work really well for her. And so, yeah, it's so fun. And, you know, while book one had plenty of oral puns, like, book two is just straight up, like, you know, graphic pastries. So... which I had so much fun with. Like, my my Google's history during that time was, like, very, very profane, and I was, like, so immersed in it at this point that I realized, like, at one point I was in a coffee shop and I was looking up vulvas, like, yeah, croissant vulvas, and, like, you know, I had one really blown up on my screen, and I was, like, zooming in and stuff, and then people were, like, giving me, like, looks and everything, and I'm like, it's a dessert. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You have me at erotic pastry.
Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe they let me get away with that. And I'm like, how much can I get away with, like, promo and marketing before they have to, like, blur out pictures and stuff?
Oh my gosh. This sounds so good. So awesome. Okay. So what are you currently reading?
Well, okay. So one thing that I never, like, knew about myself, but it turns out I'm, like, really into poetry. So I've been reading some poetry. And last night I just started, a collection of poems called Dreaming of You. Let me actually look up who the author of that is. Sorry. Cause I, like, want to give credit and everything. Dreaming of You by Melissa Lozada Oliva. Pardon me for, like, butchering the name. But yeah, it's, like, it's a really cool exploration. It's, like, kind of a narrative inverse, a novel inverse in a way, which I had never read before. So I'm really into that. And then I am, like, dying to get my hands on, and I'm about, like, I've been begging Chloe Lisa for her latest book, Everything for You, which is, like, her almost, like, Ted Lasso inspired, like, soccer enemies to lovers rom-com. So I'm, like, so excited about that one. And then otherwise, like, I've just kind of been doing a lot of, like, comfort rereading. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep skimming through the Brown Sisters trilogy by Talia Hibbert because they're just, like, hugs in book form. Yeah, so that's mainly what I've been looking at. What are you reading right now?
I just read Mafia Mistress, actually. Ooh. So I discovered that I like mafia. Don't ask. I should go to therapy for this and talk about how I love kidnapping, captive. Romance, the darker the better. It's so bad. It's old school. They're like, we need to show the bloody sheets, the virgin orange fridge at 18. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh my
kidnap.
God.
It's great.
So, I love this for you. I love it.
So Muffin Mistress is an up-and-coming duet. Like, it's a brand new series where she at 18, her dad gives her away to this mafia mob boss because he had a debt to pay, and she was supposed to marry the mob boss son, who was the heir, but he turns out that he was gay, so he did not get married with her, but the guy was like, I like her, so I'm gonna keep her as my mistress. And so she becomes his mistress, and then something happens. She gets kidnapped a couple of times, like,
oh my god.
She gets kidnapped a couple of times, and then something happens, and then he realizes, like, you know, we're gonna get married. You know? Oh, so there's a lot of, there's a dungeon, there's some killing, there's some BDSM. There's a dungeon. He drops her off at the dungeon. He was like, you're pissing me off. He drops her off in the dungeon for like a few hours.
I am weak. Oh my god, I love you're like converting me. I'm about to go download this right now.
Yeah, I would say Mafia Mistress. It's on Kindle Unlimited. The duet is already out there. You can binge both of them. Like, I was in a reading slump last week. I was like, I needed to read for the job, and I was like, okay, but I need something else. And I was like, let me. I'm in the middle of Disney, and I'm like, I just need to read something interesting. That's what I do where I'm like in a place of anxiety. So I picked this book, and I was like, I was captivated within like first chapter. I was like, give me this. He kidnaps her. Like, it's just, there's something to be said. I'm like, I should talk to my therapist. I was like, what's wrong with me that I like this kidnapping?
Bring it up, but also be like, I'm not looking for critique. I'm just looking for you to tell me it's okay. Like,
yeah, tell me it's okay. Tell me this is fine. Like, it's okay.
That's amazing. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, so I'm now dying for book three, because there's like a third book coming in, and amazing. It's about a character that I was like, he's trying to kill the character, and I'm like, he's the hero, like, he's not gonna die.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So I don't know how this is all gonna work. It's like what I love about romance is like, I don't know how the fuck it's gonna work. Yes. But I know it's gonna work.
That's why it's so good for anxiety, dude. Because it's like, you can be on the edge of your seat and be like, oh, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell? But you know it's gonna be okay. And like, that's all that matters. Except for when they end on a cliffhanger. I read one book, it was like a trilogy, and it's everything was like really happy. And then the final page, somebody got kidnapped, and it ended on a cliffhanger, and the second book wasn't out. And I was like, this is a crime right here. Yeah,
it's like, I hate when this cliffhanger and it's all kidnapping. I'm like, I want to know, is yes, she gonna yes. be okay? There's yes. a couple shootings, and you're like, I don't know, this is my desire. Like, what? Are you taking me? So the book again is Mafia Mistress by Molly Finelli, and the second book is Mafia Darling, and both are on KU.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing. I can't wait. I'm gonna read them for sure.
Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay. Kind of everywhere. So my website is MaisieEddings.com. And I need to update it, and I know, but I'm like so bad at it, whatever. And then at MaisieEddings on Instagram, and then Twitter and TikTok. My handle is at FoxyGrandpa27. And yeah, I'm mainly on those three platforms, but then yeah, probably Instagram the most is where I like scream, especially about like, you know, with the Bridgerton trailer coming out and stuff. Like, yeah. I'm a big, big fan of like dissecting the like hand brushes and stuff on there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I can't wait. It comes out in 2 weeks. I am dying for it.
I know. I'm so upset because I have to take licensure, that like my final licensure exam the day it comes out. And I'm like, are you kidding? Cause like, I wanted to just binge it like as soon as it was available.
But that's your treat. Now you know what to look for. It's just like your little carrot, you know, you're like right. Into it. It's going to be the carrot.
You know what? You're so right. Look at you. Like, it's putting a beautiful spin on it. I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Maisie, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's always so fun chatting with you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. please visit prolog.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.